The municipal attorney for Anchorage has issued an opinion on the validity of last week's election. Attorney Dennis Wheeler says it's unlikely that voting problems due to a ballot shortage will invalidate the election. In a memo, Wheeler detailed a previous ruling on a similar ballot shortage during 1989 elections.
It was similar in that there were some hot button issues that drew people out. There was tobacco tax and the sale of the telephone utility. There weren't enough ballots at the precincts. The Election Commission investigated and rendered a special report to the Assembly saying, here's what happened. And the Assembly had to decide whether to certify that election or not, very similar to the situation we're in now. That event appears to be why the code was changed to add the ballot requirement in terms of the number of ballots that are printed.
The municipal clerk's office has been working to sort out what happened during the April 3rd election. They've reviewed all 121 voting precincts and found more than 6,000 questioned ballots. In addition, they've counted nearly 1,500 unscanned ballots.
My preliminary opinion was that based on what we'd seen from prior opinions and prior election contests, that the percentages between the winning candidates and the percentage of victory for the propositions was so great that it was unlikely that there would be a change.
Wheeler and the Election Commission will present reports to the Anchorage Assembly soon. Then the Assembly will decide whether the election is valid. The clerk's office is collecting information from voters who attempted to vote but were unable to because of the ballot shortage, and they want them to contact the clerk's office.